when I came up with this theme, faking it, I had chosen a story that I wanted to do about working on the BP spill, and then I got called on the Santa Barbara spill. So I haven't really, I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. I haven't developed anything, but because I've been too busy. But I know people are kind of interested in it, and so I wanted to talk about it a little bit. And the reason I it came up for me with the theme of faking it is because when I was sent down to Louisiana to work on the BP spill, I was sent to Venice, Louisiana, which is where the Mississippi River comes out, the Mississippi Delta there, and it's right on the end of a peninsula in Louisiana, the southernmost spot in Louisiana, and it was within 10 or 11 miles from where the oil rig exploded. And so it was kind of the epicenter. It got hit the hardest, that area, all the marshes around there, the beaches, everything got hit really hard with the oil. And so I arrived there and came into the command center. And that's when I learned how all these things work. And so I'll describe that a little bit. When there's an emergency of that nature or in Santa Barbara, the responders go into what's called an incident command system. It's kind of military-like. It came about, I think, during the fires in Berkeley when they had different fire companies respond, and all the fire chiefs wanted to be the chief of the whole operation, and then nobody was the chief of the whole operation, and then all the hills burned. And so they decided what we should do is come up with a system where someone's, no matter where somebody comes from, if they are the boss, if they're designated the boss, they're the boss. And then everything filters down from there. And there's different divisions and things like that. And it's a good system. It's very intense. And so I was in the command center in Venice, Louisiana, operating under this command system. And there were several times when I was reminded of the movie Zelig by Woody Allen. And in that movie, he somehow finds himself in famous historical situations, no matter what the time period was. He had arranged him to be behind FDR during declaring war, and then he would be next to Napoleon during the Waterloo, and then he'd be, you know, all these situations. He didn't feel awkward at all. He felt comfortable in those situations, but I felt like I was in the command center here in Venice, Louisiana, the hotbed, and I felt like, what am I doing here? This was down the hall. There was a guy that was the head of the spill on behalf of BP, and he was on TV all the time. He's doing all those commercials. Come on down to Louisiana. Everything's good here. Eat the seafood and all that sort of stuff. And he was just down the hall from me. You know, I saw him every day. It was the place where President Obama went when he visited the BP spill. He went to one place. It was Venice, Louisiana. And I'm sitting there going, why am I here? I have no real expertise. I'm just a body, and I was sent there, and here I am. We were doing waste management. I was part of the waste management team there, and that's basically just glorified, make sure everyone's throwing their trash in the right place. Things operate a little differently in Louisiana. Part of what we had to do was make sure that people, when they dispose of their protective clothing, that they kept it separate from the tar balls. It had to be all separated. And then when it came time to throw everything away, well, the landfill was right across the street from the command center, and they just put it all back together again anyway. They do things differently there. I was amazed at the passion that people had. I'll go into that a little bit more. But I remember one of the first women that I talked with there, who was giving me some credentials or something or other. You know, I told her, you know, everyone's just working so hard. I'm just so impressed with this. And she said, well, we're doing it for those 11 people that got killed on the oil rig. That's what we're doing. And that's why we're here, honey, she said. She was an old gospel woman. And down the just down the table from me sat Ida May. She was working for Fred, the head guy. She was a local woman, too, from New Orleans. And she and I got to be really good friends. And then I think I decided to take her out for dinner, just to be friendly and stuff like that. And that's when I got a taste of, well, there's still a little racism. I got a couple side looks, you know. So that was kind of strange. Then I got called to... So I came back. That lasted about 6 months. I was telling the story last week when I was down in Santa Barbara, the parish I was in. You know, parishes are everything down in the South, in Louisiana, and the parish president. We were sitting and watching him on CNN. It's always bizarre being working on things like this because you're working on something that's on TV every day. So you're working on it, and then you see it on TV. Anyway, Billy, what's his name, the parish president, was going on a tour with the head of the Coast Guard, an admiral or whatever from the Coast Guard, on CNN. They were showing it on CNN, and Billy, what's his name, said, well, if you think this is all cleaned up, you can just kiss my ass on national TV. We thought that was hilarious. So, Santa Barbara was the same type of a deal. Just people pouring in, just as many people as you could get in there, all working under this command system. The command center was in Goleta. And for this, I was on the SCAT team, which is a shoreline cleanup assessment team. And you're kind of the reconnaissance. We went to some of the beaches that nobody had been on in foot before. The spill happened on a Tuesday. I was there on a Thursday. Boots on the ground, walking the beaches and checking things out, seeing how bad things were hit, so on and so forth. We had four people on the SCAT team. There's always a federal representative, which is somebody from the Coast Guard. I had somebody from the client, who was me. We had another, we had kind of the lead agency, which is the California Fish and Wildlife, and they were real experts on, they have an oil spill division. They're such experts that they were hired in Louisiana to work on SCAT teams there. And then somebody from NOAA, from another federal agency. And we just walk the beach and take pictures and assess how much damage there was and so on and so forth. One difference you saw in Louisiana that you don't see, or that you see here but you don't see in Louisiana, a Coast Guard woman that I was with for most of the day, she was from Mississippi. And we'd be just walking the beaches, doing our assessment and everything, and private citizens would come up to us every day, every hour, asking how they could help. We want to clean up. What can we do to clean up? So on and so forth. And Laura said, that would never happen in Louisiana. And I mean, somebody, you have to get paid in Louisiana to help with the cleanup. And that just showed me, I mean, the people in California, they just love their beaches so much, which was really not surprising whatsoever. We check out the wildlife, see what the wildlife damage was. Where the spill happened in Santa Barbara, all along that stretch was a huge Chumash community for generations and generations, and so there's Chumash monitors monitoring the cleanup to make sure that nothing was dug up that's a part of cultural history. There's biological monitors to make sure that when you're cleaning up something, you're not damaging other stuff even more. You know, it's all very it's all very systematic and designed to create the least damage and clean up the most as possible. Now here's the here's what I've taken out of all of this the most, which is that when all these people come together and you come into the command center and everybody's working so hard, people are working 14, 15 hour days, 7 days a week, people are just exhausted, but they're just passionate. I mean, everybody, all these first responders, which I've been so impressed with both spills that I worked on, people just really care about the environment and about the wildlife, and they'll do anything to help out. And so no matter what all the different voices are that are going on out there and so on and so forth. When you're working with these people, all people coming from all over the country just converging in one place with one common goal, which is just to clean up the environment, clean and help out the wildlife, and that's something I've been really impressed with as far as the spills that I've worked on. It's an amazing experience. When I was down in Santa Barbara, I felt the same way. Why am I here? How come I'm one of the people that has been the first people on the beach after the spill? I have no idea. Felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. Why me? But they keep on asking me to go back, so I guess there's some reason for it. Anyway, that's a little bit about the spill stuff. If you have any other questions you want to ask me about it, you can. I can divulge a little bit, but I'm under a confidential agreement, so I might have to damage you before I tell you anything. Anyway, that's it for tonight. I think we're done. Thanks so much.